Chapter 2. The Village Meeting. The villagers could not believe it. A shop in Wood End. Everybody talked about it. There was once a shop in Wood End, but it had closed 20 years ago. Some people wanted the shop, but others did not. The villagers met in the evening in the village hall. Everybody was there. Everybody was interested in the new shop. The corner shop is a good idea, someone said. We need a village shop. We won't need to go to Libney. Then Mrs. Harrison spoke. She liked the stranger, Dave Slayton.
I agree, she said. A village shop is a good idea. It's too quiet here. Wood End needs a shop.
Nonsense, said Miss Brown. She was the village schoolteacher.
Libney is not far away. There are lots of shops there.
Soon everybody was shouting. Then Mr. Hart spoke. He was a very big man with a loud voice.
Listen, everybody, he shouted. We've never had trouble in this village before. We've always been quiet and happy. Now this shop is causing trouble.
Let Mr. Slayton speak, someone said. It's his shop. Let him speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, said Dave Slayton, I don't want to cause any trouble. I'm still a stranger in your village. But I want to be one of you. I want to be your friend. I like the people of Wood End. He smiled, and a few people clapped. They liked him. The corner shop will sell lots of things, he went on. It will sell food and things for the house. Everything will be cheap, I promise. Everybody was listening carefully. And I have another idea, he continued. I'll sell village products.
What do you mean by village products? Asked Miss Brown.
I'll tell you, Miss Brown, he said. I know that you make beautiful bread and cakes. Miss Brown smiled. Yes, she did make bread and cakes. Everyone knew that. And you, Mr. Hart, I've seen your flowers. You grow beautiful flowers. Now Mr. Hart smiled. Yes, his flowers were beautiful. Everyone knew about them.
And Mr. Everett makes pots, someone said. And Mrs. Davis makes dolls, said another voice. And I do paintings of the village, said old Miss Lucy Gray.
Yes, said Dave, you can all do something. You villagers are clever. You make lots of things. We can sell them to the tourists. In the summer, Wood End can make a lot of money.
But what about the money? Said Mr. Hart. How will you pay us?
That's a good question, said Dave. And here's the answer. You'll bring your things to me, and I'll sell them for you. I'll keep some of the profit. You'll have the rest.
What a good idea, said Miss Brown.
Yes, I agree, said Mr. Hart.
All the villagers agreed. Everyone in the village was happy with Dave Slayton's plan. The corner shop opened on Monday, the 4th of January, 1965. Soon the shop was busy, and Dave needed an assistant. The new assistant in the corner shop was Anna. She started work in late January.